From Washington, this is VOA News. The death toll in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, from a massive truck bomb has now risen to 90. More than 300 were wounded. The bomb exploded Wednesday morning in the central Wazir Akbar Khan section of the city, which is home to embassies and government offices. Dozens of vehicles and buildings were damaged. Afghan officials said the explosives were packed in a sewage tanker. The U.S. State Department said 11 American citizens working as contractors were injured. None of their injuries is considered life-threatening. The Afghan intelligence agency has blamed the Haqqani network, allegedly based in neighboring Pakistan. It fights alongside the Taliban. It also said Pakistan's spy agency helped plan the attack. President Trump is ready to remove the U.S. from the Paris Climate Change Agreement signed in 2016 by President Obama, according to several U.S. media outlets. The U.S.-based website Axios, citing senior White House officials with direct knowledge of Trump's decision, was the first to report that Trump decided to pull out of the deal and that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt will handle the details. After news of Trump's decision leaked Wednesday, Trump took to Twitter to say that he would announce his intentions over the next few days. The agreement is meant to curb the Earth's heating by cutting carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels and reducing any further negative impacts from climate change, like sea level rise, droughts, and more intense weather. Should Trump choose to pull the U.S. out of the agreement, it would put the country in line with Syria and Nicaragua as the only non-participants in the world. You're listening to the news from the Voice of America in Washington. Hours after President Trump criticized comedian Kathy Griffin Wednesday for appearing in a photograph holding a reproduction of a severed, bloody head that resembled him, Griffin has lost a high-paying television job. CNN has terminated an agreement with Griffin in which she would co-host its New Year's coverage. Earlier in the day, it called the picture disgusting and offensive. Kenya has launched a new railway service that will cut travel time between Nairobi and the port city of Mombasa in half.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and a number of Chinese and Kenyan officials were aboard the train Wednesday for its inaugural run from Mombasa to the capital. The standard gauge railway was built with the help of loans from the Chinese government. Chinese companies also built the line and supplied locomotives. President Kenyatta said, quote, "This is a historic moment we are witnessing today because this project will transform the economy of this country and all Kenyans." Previously, passenger train service between Mombasa and Nairobi took 10 hours. Kenya says the new service will complete the 440-kilometer trip in five. Mombasa is the biggest port in East Africa, serving Kenya and the inland countries such as Uganda, Rwanda, and Burundi. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The new service can carry more than 3,000 passengers a day. China has invested heavily in the African continent during the past 15 years as it seeks to strengthen political and economic ties. Floods and landslides that followed monsoon rains in Sri Lanka have now killed at least 202 people. The county's Disaster Management Center said 96 people are missing and almost 80,000 have been displaced and are in temporary shelters. More than 600,000 people have been affected. Two American aircraft carriers have begun military exercises together in the Sea of Japan. U.S. Navy officials tell VOA that the carriers, along with the ships and aircraft assigned to each, began dual operations in international waters within the sea on Wednesday. A man has been arrested and two others are missing in China after claims that they discovered labor violations at a company that makes shoes for Ivanka Trump, the daughter of President Trump. China Labor Watch, a New York-based advocacy group that employed the men, reported their arrest and disappearances Wednesday. The activists had been secretly investigating labor conditions at two Chinese factories that make shoes for Trump and other brands. After investigating the conditions at the factories in the city of Ganzhou and Dongguan, the men disclosed preliminary findings to China Labor Watch, indicating that workers at the factories were subject to extremely long hours. There's more on these and other stories anytime at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.